This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
I was away last week at my parents' house. I was looking after the kiddies.
And you're in zone two, all the way out there.
Used to be zone three. Yeah. It's now zone two. Looking after my cats. My Katsuki's 15, so she's quite old, but very sprightly. And I drove into the city for one reason and one reason only, to be with you here on Jack and Dean on Joy.
Oh.
And then we finish up at 6:30.
Yeah, we do.
Rocking out till 6:30, entertaining you, and I'm, dare I say, making your lives better. It takes a while to get home because I didn't drive into the city. I actually drove to my house in Thornbury and then whatever. And I was at home maybe about 7:38.
Yeah.
And then housemate Dave, he makes this gorgeous osso buco. So I had to eat it. I'm like, this was delicious.
It'd be rude not to.
Delicious. And I'm looking at the watch going, I got to feed my cats. I got to get back. I got to get back after the burbs.
Uh-huh.
And they've gone, don't be silly. Don't rush. They won't mind. They're just cats. I've gone, oh, no. They'll know.
They'll know.
They'll do something weird. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be silly. So I finally get home. I get home around 9:30, which is quite late.
It's very late.
And I'm like, hey, sweethearts, how you doing? And they come up and they yell at me. They're like, meh! And I'm like, oh. And they drop to the floor, do that weird kind of cat, like, meh, like contorting themselves, rolling around screaming. Cats are strange. And I go into mum and dad's bedroom and on the carpet.
Yeah.
But the size of my outstretched hand. Mm. Is a headless, dead rat.
No.
Oh, yes. And all the bits coming out its neck.
Oh, no.
And I just went, oh, no. Oh, no. That's not, oh, oh. And then it was little Coco, little caramel Burmese. She walks in going, what's up, everyone? And I'm like, that was you. She's like, hey, I brought you a present. You're late.
And she's supposed to say pleased with herself. Did you sort of say, Coco, well done you?
Or? Oh, she was so pleased. She's like, look, I made you a gift. Also, don't you be home late again.
But I think the worst thing about finding a headless rat is not knowing where the head is.
I did not know where the head was.
It could still be in there.
I pulled back the doona.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, all right, one, two, three. It wasn't there.
Oh, thank God.
No, I think it was already dead. I'm going to say, dear listener, of natural causes.
Not related at all.
It was regicide of the king rat. Because I had to pick it up and it was quite hard.
Oh.
And what I did was I threw it in the bin, but there's three bins, and I threw it in the colour-coded bin, which is garbage where I come from.
Yes.
But I actually threw it into the green waste bin, which I don't think really fits.
No.
So I'm sorry, Knox City Council.
Oh, no.
Where's the head?
Where's the head? You're on Joy. Stick around.
What's the weather doing, Dean?
It's 17 degrees right now. Let's go to a low overnight of 13.
It's cool.
It's cool. But you know what's not cool?
What's not cool?
Hell.
Hell
is not cool. Hell is really hot.
Yes. Well done.
I've been watching. You like where I got? Yeah, I got
I
back
love
on track.
All of this.
I went. I've been watching a show on one of the streaming services.
Yes.
I think you're familiar with the work. It's called The Good Place.
I've watched it all. I've finished it.
You finished it. I'm just catching up. Mm. But it's this idea. Part of the idea behind the show is that, and it's got Kristen Bell and
Kristen Bell.
She of Frozen, Unfrozen. But it's these bureaucrats who work out ways in hell to make people's eternal damnation a challenge.
Yes.
And it got me to thinking that if I worked in an office where I had to come up with ideas to punish people for life...
Oh, this sounds very dark.
I've got a bit of insight. Because
mm-hmm.
over the weekend I did a task that I reckon if I had to do more than once a year would be like hell on earth for me.
Oh, it'd be torturous.
It'd be torturous. And the thing I did...
What'd you do?
Put the Christmas tree up.
Oh!
But it wasn't just putting the Christmas tree up. It was putting the lights on the Christmas tree. That is like hell on earth.
What did you do? Did you tangle yourself?
Well, I don't like...
Did you fall?
You know me, like, I'm fairly neat. So last year, planning ahead...
Well, you could say OCD, but yes.
Well, you could say that. Planning ahead...
But I won't.
I didn't just put the lights off the tree in, like, a tangled mess and shove them into a box.
Yeah.
I did it, like, wrapped around my hand, like, round and round and round and round and round. So thinking that I would just open the box this year and voila, those lights would just unfurl.
Yeah, yeah. You just stuff it in a bag.
And then I could then just put them on the tree.
Mm.
But even though I'd done that round on my wrist, it didn't happen that way. I opened the box and the lights
sprang out.
They did a bit of unfurl and then an awful lot of knot.
So you got tangled again.
I got tangled again.
A lot of swear words.
A few swear words.
Very un-Christmassy.
Very un-Christmassy.
Not seasonal greetings at all.
No carols at all.
No.
And then having untangled the lights, that took me a while, trying to get them around the tree.
Evenly spaced out.
Well, yeah.
Mm.
And, of course, then Anthony comes into the room after I've wrangled with his tree for like half an hour, swearing under my breath and over my breath.
Need some more eggnog, but yes.
And he says to me, oh, there's a bit of a gap there in the middle.
Ooh.
I said, buddy. I said,
love. Said, darl. Said, please.
You can sort that. Sort that.
Now, are we talking plastic tree or real tree?
Oh, this is. Well, we're going plastic this year because it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, because normally, so they have the definite different tiers of branches.
They do, yeah.
And so, do you try and get a loop of lights on every?
I try.
Thing? Yeah, yeah. But at the back, because it has to be a back.
Back and a front. Yep.
So sometimes you can crisscross at the back to make sure it looks nice and neat and the layers in the front.
Oh.
But then after a while, and after a few sips, you're like, look, I don't. It's art, darling. It's a Pollock. You just throw stuff at
and all that effort for 2 weeks, maybe three.
Well, it's because, you're a bit late.
Oh. Because I reckon that would be hell. I reckon that would be my personal private hell.
So that's how you'd punish someone.
We'd be stuck in a loop of tree comes up, tree goes down. Tree comes up, tree goes down. That would be my private hell.
Oh, constantly
doing it. So I'm
interested.
It got me to thinking, what would be your private hell?
I've got a few because I also I'm a little bit, like, I'm winking weirdly, I'm a little bit peculiar, let's say.
Yes.
I'm a bit... I can't say any of the words that describe me on air, which is great. I have a lot of trouble, and if you follow me on Instagram, which is, I should change my handle soon because it makes no sense, Roses for Betty, I get a lot of trouble making my bed. I'm one of those people, I get very much lost in putting on my doona cover.
You get lost in your doona cover?
I get in it, I'm putting it inside out, and then I'm putting it up against the thing, and then I'm somehow in it, in between the cover and the doona. I'm twisting, I'm quite short, I'm twisting around, I'm trying to think, and then it gets lumpy in the doona cover, then I'm trying to straighten it out, but there's a lump, and it's hanging out the side, so I've put it in wrong, because it's not a square, it's a rectangle, I didn't know that, and then I'm switching it around again, then I fall over, and then I die.
And then you wake up and do it all over again, because you're in a private hell.
Yeah.
I don't like, you know, with the doona, you put the doona cover in the doona and the little corners don't actually match up with the corners of the fabric. Like, corners of the doona don't make their way all the way to
that's
the top.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate that.
Then you get it one side and the other side goes weird.
Oh, I hate that.
But also, what would you... Now, don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
Down. But I think we both know this. We're not skilled at taking selfies.
We know
this.
So
for the show, every week, you know, we need to employ a young person to help us take photos, to choose a good photo.
Yes.
Because one of us is really picky. Guess which one?
And it's not me, listener. Not me.
I look awful. The reflection of my glasses is terrible.
So we get here like an hour before the show starts.
It's so funny. We take 35 photos.
Yes.
I don't like any of them. And then we try and post one. And then the show's on air. We're talking and I'm trying to put a hashtag on our socials, on our Instagram. And then we're doing... It freaks me out.
So your private hell might also be... Just continually taking bad selfies of yourself.
Yes. What if you and I were just in hell together, which I think we will be.
Some days I think we are.
And then we had to just constantly be on air.
Oh, no.
Constantly. For eternity.
For eternity.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's not nice. Hey, we had some messages. Angela has had the experience of living in hell
for
a short time.
Oh, good heavens.
Angela worked on a film as a set dresser.
Mm.
And every day it was like she was they were shifting house over and over again.
Oh.
Putting up the set, then at the end of the day, boxing everything up and putting it in a truck and moving to the next location. Oh, how on earth?
Repetitive.
So it'd be like, because moving house is not easy to do. Like, you don't do that every day.
No, well, and also especially on a film, like, it would be a lot of that continuity. So if, you know, some film nerds is like, oh, the mirror was on the right-hand side, now it's on the left, what's going on? Or that person's already drank that glass of water and in the next take it's already full.
And if something got broken or lost, it'd be like, oh, the water jug. Oh, we have to find another water jug that matches the one that was in the shot yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Angela, she feels it. Thank you for joining our conversation on 0427JOY949. Who else do we have? Do we have someone else text in?
Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hello, Brad from Marvellous Melbourne.
What is Brad saying, Jack? Dean is not late putting up his tree.
Oh.
We have to remember that it's the retailers who've driven the push for early Christmas trees each year to boost sales. Ah, so it's he's saying it's the tradition is the 12 days of Christmas, not the 12 plus weeks of Christmas.
Well, that makes me want to go out and get an advent calendar.
Okay, you can start having your chocolates now.
Yeah, I want a chocolate.
You didn't have to start a couple of days back.
Well, what's that? So we got till the we got 2 days. We're to the 12th, and then it starts.
Oh, does it?
Can someone send me in an advent calendar?
Just chocolate.
An advent? What did I just say?
You said advent, but you meant advent. I knew what you meant.
We knew what you meant. Leave her alone. She's not doing well.
She needs some chocolate.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks for that. But yeah, tell us, what would be your private hell?
Yeah. What would just punish you for eternity?
For eternity? What mundane task done over and over again? Would
having
just...
a date with Dean.
Yeah, 0427, Joy 949, or on air at joy.org.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.